So what's the first round Miklotza? In Vav Hey. Vav is on Achilas Matzah, right? And in Hey, he says, Avaloshu Asakemach, he says, Loshu Asakemach Vesubin Shalo Bemursano Vaoseu Pas Vyotze Boyede Chavaso. So, what's this question? He's saying, why should I say? So what does the Rambam say? V'chein pasol zaki b'yosei reizim muteres. V'yotzei bo yidei chavos v'pesach. Two halachas. It's mutter to eat it. And yotzei yidei chavos v'pesach. V'ein omen bo ein zel lachmoni. So I understand why he has to say yotzei bo yidei chavos v'pesach. Because there you might say it's not lachmoni, so you're not yotzei. But why does that say muteres? What kind of an issa could there be in eating pas from solos nekiyah? Because it... What?
Is
Muteris
going on
Achila
or is it on the
Lush? He doesn't say Lush here. He just says, V'chein pasolos nekiya b'yosei, reizim Muteris.
Implied. Right before he was talking about Lush.
Right, but over here he doesn't. He just talks about the pas itself. It's Muteris b'Achila.
All right?
Muteris b'Achila. So why should be b'yosei b'Achila? Just because it's solos nekiya, because it's ainzel lachamoni, so why should be b'yosei b'Achila? Okay? All right, that's his question. Okay, go ahead. Somebody want to take it? So he has that an halacha chaf over there. B'yom rishon asa lolush l'kateif, ela b'mayim bovad. So apparently it's an isalisha. Lo mishum chomis al kadei sheyia lachamoni. V'yom rishon bovad hu shesorach liyo zichron lachamoni. Kadei sheyia lachamoni, he says. All right. Kadei sheyia lachamoni. I mean, if he wants to say that, that in order to be yotzei the kezayis matzah, then he should have said that you don't have to have nisalisha. All he had to say was that that matzah shira is you're not yotzei lachamoni. But moreover, okay, the Biskrover explains it better. Go ahead. The question is, what's that doing in Parakei? What's that doing? If all he wants to tell you is that Kadei Sheyia Lachamoni, in order to be Yotzei the Kezayis Matzah, so that doesn't belong in Parakei, it belongs in Parak Vav. Okay? You see, he has it in both places, actually. Okay? That's the Brisk Rav's question. Go ahead. Right, if you're going to say they just worried about the Gezayis Matzah, so then why did he have to say that what's this Yom Rishon business? Then it's a Dava Pashit. It's everybody knows Achilas Matzah is Laila Rishona. So why does he have to mention Yom Rishon? It sounds like he's learning Balila though. Right, because otherwise he should have said it's a Stira. Why is it Yom Rishon? Why isn't it Balila? You know what I mean? He doesn't ask a stira that it's why is it Yom Rishon? Why isn't it just Laila Rishona? So apparently he's satisfied with the expression of Yom Rishon to refer to Laila Rishona, like he says later. And that's what I mentioned, that the Rav said, I know in the Hara Academy has it differently, but I remember he gave a shiur, and he said that Reb Chaim was nizah from eating Knedlach was only Laila Rishona. He learned the Rambam at that time, Laila Rishona. He must have come back later to reevaluate the Rambam, and he held that it was Yom Rishon. Lashon HaRambam is Mashma Yom Rishon. But here the Brisker Rav has it like the Rav had it at first, that it's Laila Rishonah. Okay, Elavadai.
Elavadai Niram, Yidivrei HaRambam. Hadim Dolachim Oni Hudin Bifnei Asma. Uthmosh Kosav Bolshano. Tibi Yom HaRishon Bolvad, Hushitzarach Lihios Zichron Lachim Oni. Hare Dizehu Milse Bifnei Asma. Shitzarach Lihios Zichron Lachim Oni. Ubemes HaYishach Zagam Bishari Mei HaPesach.
Yeah, what does it mean by that? I don't know what he has to say that for.
It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah.
Oh, I see. That's what he means.
It really could be throughout. It's just that it's more limited.
The reason that it's just the first day is not because of the mitzvah.
It's not because of the mitzvah. Right, that's... Now, what's this? This is Elisha. And why is it? Because you violate Elisha. So then what happens? So then it comes out the pas becomes Naseris. And the other one is Mutter. The Solos Niki is Mutter. Why? Because it's Mutter even Belisha. There was no violation of Elisha, so it's Mutter. If it was Mutter. I mean, it comes out strange that it would... I mean, Aaron's question that if he was lush before Pesach, so it'd be Mutter?
It'd
be Yotze, but it's strange. What?
Doesn't sound like it from the end.
Yeah, in the end he ties Achila, Mutter. You mean in the grids. And then the grids comes back to Achila. Shaloi Yochlena Bashira. So it seems to be getting away from the Elisha business. Yeah, it's difficult with. In other words, like this, that the concept of Zichron Lachamoni means what it means, that it's a Lachan the Gavra. Right. That he has to have a Zechira, a remembrance of the Lachamoni, or Lachmanya, what is Ram's Gisa, the Nefaku Avasana, Me'aron Esraim, right? Yeah. So he has to have a zichron of the lechem. He has to have a zichron in his mind of the lechemoni. But how does he get the zichron in his mind? There's no much for him to think about it. It's through the abstention from matzah shira. So lishas matzah shira would be a violation of that. Certainly achilas matzah shira would be a violation. Then it would get rid of your question if you did the lisha before that the matzah yibiyotze. So that's why. In other words, the reason why you're not yotzei the kezayis matzah shal mitzvah, if he's losh v'ochal, is because since it was done by shiras, so the zichron lechem oni, you violated the zichron lechem oni, and a cheftza shal matzah, with which you violated the zichron lechem oni, is you can't be yotzei the echavos. It's a separate psal. Okay. Still. Because then the achila. In other words, there's an issue to do lisha too. Because if you're lush on the Yom Rishon, if you lush the Isa with shemen and yayin and dvash, so then it's a lisha's usher. You're partaking in Ashiras. So if you're doing that, so you're wiping out the kiyum of the zichron of Lachamoni. But the zichron is really remembrance of Lachamoni. You see? But the remembrance takes place through the abstention from involving oneself in Lisha Shel Ashiras, or in Achila Shel Ashiras. But not only Achila, even Lisha. That's the Chiddush. Okay? That's what I think the Brisker Rav means when he says it's a din b'fnei atzmusa. You see, the din b'fnei atzmusa is the zichron, but he just doesn't emphasize it enough. You see, he says The biyom rishon bovadu shesorach lios zichron lachamoni. Read the zel milsu b'fnei atzma shesorach lios zichron lachamoni. Means a real zichron in the mind of lachamoni. But how does the zichron in the mind take place? Through the abstention from matzah shira. The fact that the person abstains from matzah shira. So that gives him the zichron lachamoni. Okay? So that's why it says ein lashon. That's what I think he means. Of course, we ask the question, how does the Issa Lisha lead to the fact that you're not Yotze? He says, Elavadai Nira Milashono Dezel Din Bifnei Atzmo Dein Lashon Mishum Lachamoni. What is this exact lashon there? Which one is according to Perchof? Perchofei. So he wants and Kemosha Biyano. Because in this paragraph, he's interested in the Kezias Matzah. So he's explaining you why you're not Yotze the Kezias Matzah. Because just like we explained in Lashon, because if you do Lisha, so you violate the Zichron Lachamoni. So it comes out that this Lisha process was one through which you violated the Zichiris Lachamoni. So you can't be Yotzi Dechovas Matzah, because you can't be Yotzi Dechovas Matzah with something with which you violated the Zichron Lachamoni. Okay, that's correct. That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying that if you would just say you can't eat the matzah that was Nilusha B'Shem and Yayin with Vash, so then it would sound like a psul in the matzah. You can't be Yotzi with matzah shira. That's not what he holds. He holds that there's a different violation here. The violation is the violation of the zichron of the gavra of lechemoni. And that really asers the mice alisha itself. So he's showing you the source. The source is the zichron and the gavra. So that's why, and that even asers lisha. That begins with lisha, not just with achila. So it's not just a psul and a matzah. But of course, you understand that if you violate that Isser of Zichron in any way, you're not going to be Yotze. The foremost way of violation is through Lisha and Achila. But even if you just did Achila itself, you still wouldn't be Yotze. But he's trying to point out the nature of the Isser in its full-fledged form. And the nature of the Isser in its full-fledged form is the violation of the Zichron Lachamoni. Okay? And the Zichron, since it's Halacha and Zichron, so Lisha itself is Asa too, because now he's being lush like an Ashir, and he's not abstaining from the institution of Matzah Ashira, of Ashiris. Not abstaining from Ashiris. That's what the Briskov is saying. There's no question. Because he's trying to answer that question. That's the exact question he's trying to answer. But why did the Ram say, why doesn't he say that? So the answer is because it's not Allah in the Chafza. It's Allah in the Gavra Zechira. And through this Maisa of Lisha and Achila, of Matzah Shira, you're removing the Zichron and the Gavra of the Lechemoni. But it's a separate Allah of Zichron and the Gavra. That's what I think he's saying. That's his chiddush. A funny kind of the way he puts it. It's hard to get out, but that's what he means. What? Exactly. That's right. He says the zel yisara din lechemon shlo yochlena bashiras the kmoshkas of a rambam the ain lushin. So it's not a psul in the chefza, but it's because through this achila he's violating the zichron lechemoni. And that's why he's not Yotzi Dechava. So it's a different halacha. It's not halacha in the Chefza at all.
Why is he not Yotzi?
It's involvement.
Why is not Yotzi?
So he violates it from Lechemoni, but it's still the Chefza.
Doesn't bother you. That's a terrible thing to violate.
No, but it's a Chefza for Lechemoni. I mean, why can't he be Yotzi's Mitzvah Matzah?
No, it's not a Chefza for Lechemoni.
It's not Psalm Chefza. It's only the halacha in the Gamma.
You're right. But the. But,
it's
but,
still Lechemoni. He ate Lechemoni.
It doesn't matter. It's not that you can't say Yed Lechemoni, because it's not Lechemoni. But what he did was he ate Matzah Shel Mitzvah, that I'll give you, Matzah Shel Mitzvah, B'derech Hashirus, where he's wiping out the Zichron Lechemoni. So that's why he's not Yotze. That's his formula. He ate Matzah Shel Mitzvah. Matzah mitzvah 100%. The only problem is that he ate it b'derech hashiras. So, and since he did that, he obliterated the zichron and the gavra of lechemoni. And once he obliterated the zichron and the gavra of lechemoni through that achila, so then you're not yotzei, that was such an achila. It's a different concept altogether. That's what he's saying. That's what the Brisk Rav is saying. In other words, even a mice alisha ba'alma is a violation of zichron lechemoni. But kal v'chomer, an achila derech hashiras is definitely a violation. But it's a separate, unique halacha. That's what the Brisk Rav is saying. It's a separate, unique halacha of the gavra, that it should be zocher the lechemoni. And how is it expressed? It's expressed through the prohibition, through the isser of matzah shira. So according to the Rambam, the whole matzah shira, the reason why in ayetz matzah shira is a totally different idea, different concept completely. It's not halacha in the chefza. It's not halacha in the chefza. And what? And it extends the whole Laila Rishona.
And that's why it says
Solus Nikiya. Oh, that's why it says Solus. That's why it says Solus Nikiya is Muteris.
That's not an expression,
but it's not a Shiras. Because it's not a Shiras. You shouldn't think that if it's Solus Nikiya, since only an usher can afford Solus Nikiya, so you might think that that's a Shiras. So you're violating the Zichron Lachamoni through that. So Kamash Malan, no. That's not a violation. That's not a violation. Only if it's really matzah shira. Why is it different than if it's nilush be ayin shem and advash? Why is it different?
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Solus nikiya is the same. Is just the condition of the thing.
It's refinement.
So that's not nitfas as a maisa shel ashiras. It's the same lisha. It's exact same lisha. The only thing is a little finer. But over here, it's a different lisha, different ingredients. It's ingredients of how an usher makes his bread. So it's different ingredients, so that's why it's a maisa ashiras. So a maisa ashiras wipes out the zichron lachamani. That's what the Brisk Rav is saying. I was saying like this. You mentioned something. I was saying like this. That what is the idea of Zichron Lachamoni? That, you see, there's a Kedusha Salaila. And what is the Kedusha Salaila? Mitzvah Salaila. What is the main Mitzvah Salaila? Sipur, basically. The Sapar, the Nisvan Flash, and Asla Vaseno. Right? So the main Kedusha Salaila is Sipur. Now, so the Kedusha Salaila, the way we wanted to say it, is a separate Kedusha Salaila. It's Leil Chamish Asar. It has nothing to do with the Kedusha Sayyam. Okay? Even though it's chal b'leil eskadosh chag, it's chal on the day of the kedushas hayom. All right, but it's a separate kedushas halayla of the mitzvahs halayla, which is sipur, matzah, and pesach, and matzah marim pesach. Okay, so and matzah and marim and pesach are all involved in sipur. Sipur is the overriding mitzvah. Which really involves the gavra. So the Torah wanted that the kedusha sayom should also reflect the gavra. That's why the zichron lechemoni is a halach in the gavra, is a keem in the gavra. That's what I was thinking of. In other words, because of the fact that it's true that the way we learned anyways, there's two separate kedushas. At the Kedusha Laila is Leil Eskadosh Chag, the separate Kedusha's mitzvahs. Because you never find the mitzvahs of the Yontif Balaila. But this is a separate mitzvah of Lesapar because of Leil Chamish Asar. But it is on the Leil Eskadosh Chag. It is Chal and Chalos. It's Chal on the same day as the real Kedusha Sayom of the Yom Rishon. So therefore, since that's the case, the Kedusha Sayom of the Yom Rishon has to express as well. The Torah saw fit that the Kedusha Yom Rishon should express the idea of the Gavra being involved. And that's the Gavra's involvement, this is at least in the Zichron Lachamoni. And how is it expressed? It's expressed through Isurim, through abstentions. Abstention from involvement in Ashiras. Yeah, that would explain why the Brisk Rav learns it's only on that Laila. Because it's only commensurate with the Kedusha Salai law of Sipur. which is expressed in the Kedushas Hayom in a different way through abstention from Maisa. But the Kiyum and the Gavra of Zichron Lechamoni is commensurate with the Kedushas Halayla of Sipur. That's why the Brisker of Lawrence are only Balayla. But you don't have to. I mean, you can learn that it's part of the whole Kedushas Hayom. And the Kedushas Hayom, you can't break up into Laila and Yom. I mean, I would learn that way, like the Rav said. Because the plain Lashon HaRam is Mashma B'Yom Rishon, is the whole Yom Rishon. So therefore, I would say that it's true, it's because of Laila, but the Kedushas Hayom, you can't split into Laila V'Yom. So therefore, it's the whole Kedushas Hayom is Nitfas. In this kiyum of the Gavra of Zichron Lacham Oni, which is really a Kedushas Hayom that involves the Gavra. It's kind of like the Kedushas Hayom expresses the idea of the Gavra of Sipur through its own form, its own formula. The formula is in terms of Yisurim, which a Kedushas Hayom, that's the way Kedushas Hayom works. But it's still worked out a way to involve the Gavra and the Zichron Lechamoni through the Kedushas Hayom itself, and not just through the Leila Skadish Chag, the Kedushas Leila. That's what I think the address is. Because you see, I mean, I'm still the way we went. That the Kedushas Leila is a, that's why I say Hallel, because the Leila Skadish Chag, that it's a separate Kedushas Leila, Leil Chamish also, because that's the day we went out of Mitzrayim. So that's a separate Kedusha. Okay? And it's not a Kedushas Hayom. But the Kedushas Hayom, the Torah saw that the Kedushas Hayom shouldn't be devoid of the idea of the Gavra. So it created a Surim in terms of Matzah Ashira, in order that the Gavra should have a Zechira of Lechamoni. How does the Zechira take place? Through the fact that he abstains from Matzah Ashira. That's his Zechira. But it's a Zechira of the Gavra, which would be in line with the way he's learning the whole Rambam. Yeah, he's learning Yom Rishon means, the Yom Rishon means the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Rishon. It's only on Laila, but it's the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Rishon. That's the way he's learning. Yeah, you see, that's a good point. That's why the Brisker Rav keeps it to Laila Rishonah. That as long as there's a mitzvah of matzah, so the Kedushas Hayom takes up the same concept of the Gavra being involved. But once the mitzvah of matzah expires, apparently the Brisker Rav held it does not mistavra anymore, that the Kedushas Hayom should go on beyond the Laila with a zichron of Lechamoni. You see. And that's why he says Laila. So B'Yom Rishon means B'Kedushas Yom Rishon. That's what it means. B'Kedushas Yom Rishon. Yeah, the reason why he says it could have been all seven, he means to say it has nothing to do with the Kezias Matzah. It's a separate concept in its own right. He doesn't give it an address. I'm giving it an address, so you can't take my, you know what I mean? But I think it makes sense according to what he's saying. It makes a lot of sense according to what he's saying. Yeah. That's everything the Rav meant in the on Elisha, that the Rav Shurkin quotes what he meant over there. And maybe Rav Shurkin meant it too, I don't know, but it's a little hard to dig it out of the sefer. But what the Rav meant by the Elisha, and he says, Lu Yitzur, you'd have a case where you will lush it, the Yayin, Shem, and Advash, and then it would have all these things would evaporate. It would still be also because of Elisha. What does he mean by that? Sounds crazy at first sight. What he means is like this. He means that in the Isser Elisha, it's not the ingredients that are the Isser. See? It's the Derech Hashiras that's the Isser. So that's why if you are lush and the ingredients could evaporate, it still would be usher, because it was nasis b'derech hashiras. That's what he means. It's in line with the Brisker Rav's thinking.
Nothing to do with the Seder Chatzos at all.
No. Right. Has to do with the derech hashiras which is a violation of the concept of Zichron Lachamoni. That's what he means over there. That's why he says you take out the ingredients, we make a difference. It's not the ingredients. It's the Derech Hashiras. That's the issue. Because the Derech Hashiras causes you to violate the Zichron Lachamoni. It's a violation of Zichron Lachamoni. That's what I believe he means. Because once the Esau was Nasis B'Derech Hashiras, in violation of the Zichron Lachamoni, it's Asa. It can't function anymore, because the Lisha is an integral part of that's what makes the Lachem. So once the Lisha was in violation of the Lachamoni, the Zichron Lachamoni, then this Chefza can't be used anymore as a vehicle of Mitzvah Achilas Matzah. That's what he's saying. Because the Lisha is what makes it. It's the Zichron Lachamoni that... See, if you learn Matzah Shira as a matter of ingredients, if you get rid of the ingredients, it's not Matzah Shira anymore. That's what the Rebbe is trying to say. It's not a matter of ingredients. It's a matter of Derech Hashiras. Why? Because Derech Hashiras stands in contradiction to the Zichron Lachamoni of the Gavra. So that's why the Rav said that he holds, since it's all in the Lisha, so the Kenedlach would be Mutter. Because that's after Afiyah. It's after Afiyah.